Hi, I'm Molly.
And I'm Jamie, and this is our From the Pasture with Hired Hand podcast. As the owners of Hired Hand website software, we've been developing websites and creating internet marketing strategies for livestock breeders for the past 10 years. The majority of our customers are involved in the breeding of registered animals, such as Texas Longhorns, Highland Cattle, horses, and white-tailed deer, where the pedigrees are very important. The From the Pasture with Hired Hand podcast examines many of the differences in raising pedigreed livestock for maximum profit. Join us and learn what we're covering today.
On today's podcast, we're going to discuss Monday, April 8th, Solar Eclipse online only sale. But Jamie, first, before we get into the numbers, I was going to ask you, did you get a chance to look at the solar eclipse?
I did. It was probably definitely not as cool here as it was in the path of totality, but the sky got, it was a really weird, like grayish orange color here. But it was pretty cool. How about you?
Yeah, I took the dog for a walk during the peak of it, I guess, kind of unbeknownst to me. And it just kind of felt eerie. And then everyone was outside with their glasses too, looking up. Yeah. So it was just kind of, I don't know, just an eerie feeling, I guess.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. If you ever get the chance to be in the path of totality there, it's a pretty awesome experience.
Yeah, I'd be curious to hear from some of our Texas clients that were in the direct path, like how crazy their towns got and probably overwhelmed with watchers. It seemed like all the hotels and campsites and everything kind of sold out like a year in advance.
Yeah, yep. And actually, that is why the solar eclipse sale was online only this year. They were going to have it in person in Fredericksburg, but the solar eclipse kind of took over the town and hotel prices got out of control. So they just said, you know what, this first year, we're going to have it online. And then next year, it'll be in person.
Well, I feel like they got a good start. Should we hop into the numbers here and share them with everyone?
Yep.
So there were 27 lots listed in the sale and 21 of them sold. The unofficial total was $131,100, which made the unofficial average $6,242.86, which that's a great start to that sale.
Definitely. With this being the third sale of 2024 to be included in our Hired Hand Live Trends and Averages series, the 2024 annual average to date is $8,446.51, while the internet-only average to date is $7,220.21.
There were 8,943 total views of consignments online and 84 registered internet bidders.
With the most viewed animals before and after the sale was lot 1, M7 Danny Van Horn, who is consigned by M7 Longhorns. She had 406 views before the sale and ended with 950 views after the sale.
I think that's some of the biggest numbers we've seen in a while in terms of before and after views. That's almost double. So that's pretty awesome for M7 to get that type of traction during the sale.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I don't think we usually see numbers jump that high. So congrats to Wayne and Joanna.
Well, let's go over the top five sellers and buyers, and they were all obviously online through Hired Hand Live. So we'll just kind of go through the list here.
So the fifth most viewed lot was lot 20, BCR Rodeo Tari 806, who is consigned by Tom and Amy Buxton of Buxton Longhorns. She sold for $7,500 to Mike Davis of LN Longhorns.
The fourth highest selling lot of the night was lot number 15, Bayou Beverly, consigned by Tom and Amy Buxton of Buxton Longhorns, and she sold for $7,500 to Hunter Bolt of Flying Bee Longhorns.
The third top seller was lot 16, LM Unica Hermosa, consigned by Mike Davis of LM Longhorns. She sold for $10,000 to Greg Cott of Laidback Ranch.
The number two high seller was the animal we just talked about from the Mannings, M7 Danny Van Horn, consigned by the Mannings of M7 Longhorns, and she sold for $15,600.
The number one seller was the bull, Rattler LM, consigned by Mike Davis of LM Longhorns. He sold for $50,000 to Wayne and Joanna Manning of M7 Longhorns. And the cool thing about this is that the price of the animal is matched. So now there's a $100,000 donation going to that playground in Dallas for special needs children. So it's a fun twist they added to the sale.
The organization has to be super excited about that. That's going to do a lot of good for those kids there.
for sure.
So looking at the internet influence stats, since it was an only online-only sale, we just have a few of those. So it looks like there were 240 total online bids throughout the night, and 21 lots sold to 16 different online buyers.
So the next sale you can join us at online via Hired Hand Live is the Hudson Valentine Bluegrass Sale, which is this coming weekend, April 12th and 13th in Lexington, Kentucky.